Finally, though, let's finish up the financial statement. After you've done the income, you've done the expenses, listed your assets, and listed your liabilities, it's time to add it up. You'll notice at the bottom of assets, there's actually two total assets. One is the banker's version of your assets, and the other is the rich dad version. Now remember, the key distinction is that your banker is going to call your doodads assets. And that's true. In fact, according to generally accepted accounting principles, those things we're now calling doodads are assets. They're something you could sell for some value. So that needs to be added as the banker's version. But remember, we're trying to create a financial statement that an investor would use, that rich dad would use. So we want to see what rich dad's version of your total assets would be. If you refer back to Max's, you'll note that everything he had was a doodad. Therefore, he had total assets under the banker's version, but he had nothing for rich dad version.
And that will really help us in the next part where we talk about developing a plan, because you'll be able to analyze your own financial statement and see what percentage of your assets, quote unquote, the banker's assets, are really doodads. And then you can look at that and say, how can I make that adjustment different?
Right. And then the final part of this is to find out what the net worth is. And again, if you look back at Max's, poor Max has a negative net worth. In other words, he has all this debt, school loans, car loans, credit loans, that exceed the total amount of assets, even when you consider according to the banker. And the net worth is even worse when you consider according to Rich Dad, because he has no assets. Poor Max is stuck with a problem. And as he looks at his financial statement, the questions he might ask himself are, what happens if I lose my job? How long could I possibly survive? What happens if my car breaks down? And then the true looming problem of, what am I going to do at tax time? Where am I going to get more money? Or maybe where can I get another credit card? So Max is stuck with questions. In the next step, we're going to now learn about how to set goals and how to analyze further what you see. At this point, finish your financial statement and come up with your numbers. Take the time to do the work and find it.
You'll find the financial statement form that you can use in Section 2, page 2-36, and that will help you be able to bring all of your material together. That dining room table is now covered, and you've got it in piles, and it's time to bring it together and find the category. You may have to have separate sheets that you list all your expenses on, separate sheets that you list your liabilities. It's tedious work, but believe me, you will help yourself the most by truly understanding where you are. Total all that income, total all that expenses. Those are the two elements of your income statement. Many people think of it as their checkbook, but that's the income statement. Then go through each one of those elements and say, of all of that income, do I have the related asset, if there is one, in my balance sheet? Then look through all your expenses. Is that a car payment? I better make sure I have the loan related to that car payment in my liabilities section. Go through it all. Double check it. It's the accountant in me. Now bring down your totals and get a total for your total income, less total expenses. Then get total assets, total liabilities. The difference between your total assets and your total liabilities is your net worth. And you're going to end up with two different net worth numbers. Your net worth that your banker would have, and the net worth per rich dad. And that's where you're going to use the two different asset numbers that we had before. Now that you have your financial statement done, we're ready to move to step two. Set your new goals. Let's go. Now, you may not have that personal accountant or the property manager to provide you with that information on the net income from your business or your real estate or the actual asset value. So we have created some schedules that will help you walk through the steps and the related expenses for that piece of property or that business that you own. And you'll find those in the program under Section 3, pages 3-6 through 3-12. These schedules were prepared to help you take the information that you have and go step by step to make sure that you're using the correct calculations and the correct information to generate the net income or loss from each of the properties or businesses that you own, and also to calculate the net asset value, the value of the property less the related mortgage, or the value of your business less any debt. And that will help you get the information to transfer to your financial statement.